Today we've got Ken Hill from the Home Depot to talk about the Retool Your School program. Ladies and gentlemen, from KASI, sweet noobs, Ken Hill.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning, good morning.
Bonjour.
And let me say this before you get started. The sweet noob comment and all that stuff. Tommy and I, being a cap in the queue, we go back and forth about our frats. We tease each other
all
about stuff. In no way do I want anybody to misconstrue this as gay bashing or anything. Miss what?
Misconstrue.
No, yeah. I want you to miscue. Don't cue it up and hit this over the wall. Because this ain't got nothing to do with gay bashing. Y'all just go on and get off your horse. This just a cap and a cue going out it. We was going at it about the wedding and everything. And that's all it was. Just a frat thing. That's all it was.
So, unk and neph thing.
Yeah, my apologies go out to the gay community. It wasn't nothing about no gay bashing or nothing. The running joke was between the Kappas and the Qs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. Good morning, Ken. Give us a brief background about the Retool Your School program.
Be glad to do that, Steve. Home Depot started the Retool Your School program back in 2010 to provide support for HBCUs across the country through sustainable campus improvement efforts. Schools have been able to receive grants to allow them to improve the campus, make it more hospitable for students, and it's really a core value of the Home Depot to reach out to our communities and find ways to give back.
Let me ask you this question. With this program, what are some of the programs or projects that these campuses has the money been used for so far? What have they been doing with the funds?
For instance, last year's winner, Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, they used that to restore Lincoln Hall, which is one of the most historic buildings on the campus. We've had also winners use it to establish athletic fields. One school never had a baseball field before in the whole history of the college, and they were able to establish a baseball field for their team. Their team had to always play away. They never could have a home game. So those are just some of the things. And some schools use it to simply improve the windows and doors so that they have better insulation qualities to save on the school's electricity bills.
Those are all major things that they need, and that's great.
Now, how much is the average school winning or participating? How much are they normally able to win?
Okay. So there are three grant levels. So Tier 1 is a $50,000 grant. And that is given based on a ratio of votes that the schools receive and the judges considering the project that school is proposing to do with the money.
Okay.
All right. And then the Tier 2 is a $25,000 grant, and that is solely based on the school that receives the most votes and most social media activity around the Retool Your School program. So that's where the community, alumni, everybody has a big impact on just getting votes in to help your school win that $25,000 grant. Thirdly, there's a Tier 2, which allows you to get a $10,000 grant. We're going to give out 12 of those. So 12 schools will actually be able to win $10,000 towards their school improvement program.
Ken, so you've listed the three levels of a school can win $10,000, a school can win $25,000, school can win $50,000. How do they go about winning this money? Tell us that in the website.
All right, sir. So you can vote for your favorite HBCU.
All right, yeah, it is.
By going to www.retoolyourschool.com. The voting is going to end on April 15th, so make sure you hurry up and get your votes in. We're going to announce the winner on May the 3rd. And actually, those grant structures, let me repeat those. Tier 1 is $50,000, one award given. Tier 2 will be 12 $10,000 grants. And the $25,000 grant is the Campus Pride Grant. And that's based solely on the most votes and social media for the school that will win that. It's an awesome opportunity for everybody to be involved supporting HBCU communities. So let's get out there and vote.
Okay.
Right, Ken.
Ken, the website, everybody, is retoolyourschool.com.
Yes, sir.
Retoolyourschool.com. Thank you
much,
Ken.
That's a great program.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Ken, what year did you cross?
1991, sir.
Yes, he would have.
Shut
you down.
Yes, he would have.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, no. He'd have done at least maybe 8 days. We got you up out of here, though. I'm just messing with you, noob. That's all.
It's all good.
Hey, and to all the noobs out there that get aggravated between me and Tommy, don't nobody give a damn. okay? On the real.
Will you leave
real.
That
just
alone,
Q talking
man?
It up. Don't nobody really give a damn, man. We just, really, we're too old for this, tell you the truth.
Thank you.
You know, really, can I just keep it real with you?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.